WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Since September, the U.S. military has struck 9 boats, mostly in the Caribbean, but 2 in the last 2 days were in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The U.S. government, led by President Trump, said these are the work of drug traffickers. Asked at the White House why he has not shown evidence, he did not answer that question directly, but said,
"But we know everything about them. We know where they're coming from, who they're coming with, generally who's in the boat. I'll let Pete discuss it a little bit, but they have incredible intelligence."
Referring to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who said the U.S. has all the license necessary for these strikes, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president did not break any laws and was able to demolish the east wing of the White House. That work continues to build the new ballroom. Jonathan Rinderknecht, the man accused of starting the deadly Palisades fire in Southern California, pleaded not guilty at his arraignment. This is ABC News. The ongoing government shutdown has delayed some key reports, and Friday, a federal report on inflation will be released more than a week after it was expected. That could be a key data point. It's one of the few that will be released before the next Federal Reserve meeting. Data points emerging from an unlikely source in Texas about that state's economy, the Texas State Fair. It runs for 24 days, and operators are now sounding the alarm about what they saw.
The State Fair of Texas has been an annual tradition since 1886, drawing as many as 2.5 million visitors. The problem:
when reality hits, traditions die.
Despite good weather, attendance this year was lower than it's been in a decade. UT Dallas economist Stephen Haynes:
it's not a lack of interest, it's a lack of disposable income.
Haynes calls it funflation, adding that it isn't just a Texas problem.
People are at their breaking point.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after 3 sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing at Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, cold, and frosty tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, highs upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. It's 42 right now.
Matt Nair on Air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one department of agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Conrad, what night is it?
It's Thursday, which means it's a Christmas Eve of weekdays.
Damn right, sister. It's a great night. It's a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. You're almost there. The weekend is right around the corner. All you have left in front of you is Friday. It's fantastic. And in the meantime, to segue from Thursday to Friday, you got Nightlight. We're going to talk about some really fun stuff tonight. Great to have you here. Wherever you're joining us from, around the beautiful state of Wisconsin, it is absolutely great to have you because it is a beautiful night. You've got lots of cool stuff happening this weekend, which is right around the corner. Did I mention that? And we've got a fun show, fun guests, fun discussion, fun topics. Phone lines are always open. You can always let us know what's on your mind, folks, throughout the course of the show. Love to hear from you guys, and it makes the show that much more fun. How you doing today, Con?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little chilly, so I did something that made me a little sad today.
Oh, no. What's that?
I turned on the heat.
First time?
First time.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've been, you know, waiting because my electric bill's been pretty low since I haven't had to use AC or heat.
That like is this a path. Sweet spot, isn't it?
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing that's going on is lights, you know, the fridge and
right.
My TV.
I'm totally with you. What do you know what your bills are for, like, electricity when you use your heat, let's say? You know, one bedroom apartment, that's not crushing you.
No, but it goes up, I would say, by like $20 or something around there.
Okay.
But it was nice. I was only paying like $45 this past month.
So you pay $45 even when you don't use heat or AC?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have AC, right? You have a wall unit?
I have a wall unit.
Yeah. But that eats up.
I would say when you have it off and then you turn it on and you're just trying to catch up.
Yeah.
That's when it goes bonkers.
We have like a gas fireplace and I've been using that, but it's so like cozy. I almost look for excuses to turn it on. Like some nights I'll leave the sliding doors open so I get a breeze and get chilly, and then I'll turn on the horribly not energy efficient at all, but it's all about the ambiance. And I love getting home at night, and especially like tonight, there's a game on. I'll probably turn the game on if it's close. Turn on my fireplace. That's not too bad. And then I'll probably throw on a movie or something. But what's the game is, was it Pittsburgh tonight? And
No, it's Vikings Sunday. And Chargers tonight.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Aaron Jones is back from injury.
For the Vikings?
Yep.
Okay. How do we feel about Thursday night football?
I love Thursday night football.
Yeah, me too.
It's a sweet spot because you get like 2 days off and then it goes back. And it's like,
two more days off.
I'm ready for the weekend now, you know, after Thursday night football.
It's like that's if Thursday is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, NFL football on a Thursday is like Santa on his way.
Yeah, sort of. Exactly. It's
like, and I know the players don't like it. A lot of the commentators say Thursday night football sucks because these guys are sore. They've had 2 or 3 days off, yeah, whatever it is. I get that. But selfishly, as a fan, a lot of times I won't even turn it on. If it's two dogs, I'm not going to watch that. But it, like, this is a pretty good game tonight. And I always, yeah, like watching NFC North teams, too.
So. I'd say Thursday night football is one of my favorite days of football. Yeah. And then Sunday.
Okay. Not Monday?
Monday's the least favorite, I'd say.
Yeah. That's usually the worst game, too. Like, NBC puts the good games on Sunday night, and Thursday night, you're not going to mess with Jeff Bezos. You're going to put a good game on.
Yeah. You know, this past Monday, the game started at 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah. There's two of them, right?
Yeah, there was two last week. So that's people nuts. Like, you know, on the East Coast, that starts at 10 for them.
Right. I bet employers love that. So that'll be interesting. Hey, folks, if you are, we're going to pivot and go from the gridiron to Book Fest. It starts today, folks. The Wisconsin Book Festival is happening in Madison tonight through the 26th. Bringing together authors and readers of all ages and all interests. Are you a reader, Con?
I would say I'm more of a listener, but I do like some books too, you know.
I'm trying to get back into being a reader. It's tough.
I think I like an audiobook.
Yeah. A lot of people do. If I lived in Madison, I would go to this hoping it would motivate me to read more because I was a reader and I at some point that fell off. But don't miss out on New York Times bestsellers, Jane Hamilton or Mary Roach. They will be in Madison alongside dozens of others as they gather for readings and conversations around their writing. And it's all happening right now. If you want more information, if you need motivation, a kick in the butt to go start reading again like I do, go to civicmedia.com. There's more information there about Book Fest, a really cool thing happening. Do we have a Book Fest in Green Bay?
No, I don't think so.
Who do we talk to about this? Jim Schmidt?
Maybe we make our own Nightlight Book Fest.
Oh, I like that.
And you are sitting reading to everyone.
And we keep all the profits. I'm thinking a cover charge, $100 a person. As Steve Martin used to say, one show. Goodbye. So that's happening. And we've got a great show tonight, folks. Two really fun guests. It's Thursday. That means we make the popcorn pick of the week tonight. And we give you, heading into the weekend, a great movie suggestion from our guest. And making the popcorn pick of the week tonight will be Jason Mansmith of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Jason's been on the show before. He's part of the Civic Media family. And if you haven't been to the Thrasher, you got to check it out. But we'll talk more about that with Jason. He's going to make the pick tonight. He's a theater guy, opera house guy, but he watches some colored television, goes to the movies. We'll get the pick from Jason, and you can do what you want with that pick. But typically, we've been batting average the last few weeks has been outstanding with the popcorn picks. So I have no doubt Jason will make a good pick tonight. And then at 7:35, I am happy to welcome from Chicken or the Egg Photography, Chris Rogowski will be here. We're going to talk about comedies. Chris is also a musician. We're going to talk about upcoming dates he's got. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's at 7:35. Lots of fun here tonight on Nightlight. We got a great question. I have to get this. This drove me crazy. I do these Hollywood beats here at Civic Media. They play at the bottom of the hour, typically. And, you know, I'm combing through entertainment stuff. And there's a lot of stuff in entertainment I like reading about. I love reading about the art part of entertainment. Movies, TV shows. I'm a big binge watcher. I love movies. I love comedy, music. It's this nonsense that comes out, like from these gossip rags, that drives me crazy. And you see headlines like today on from E! News. This was on Yahoo Entertainment. The headline was, Khloe Kardashian shares surprising update on her sex life. I think when we have headlines like that, that's when America really started to go downhill. I find that like so dumb. Now, my job here at Civic Media is to write Hollywood beats, so I try to make funny stuff sometimes, and that's why I read it and I wrote a beat about it. So that cracked me up. But then they use phrases like, she spilled major tea. And all it was like the season premiere of The Kardashians, and she's telling one of the other people on camera that she hasn't had sex in 3 years, which I doubt, but okay. And then it just so happens her sister has a libido gummy line. They are shameless product hawkers. So it's do with that what you want, folks. If your libido is lacking, or if you want to be better at sex, with or without a partner, take a Kardashian gummy. Apparently, that's the rule there. That's what they were going for. So this is a national croc day. Were you on the phone, Conrad?
Yeah, sorry.
You making some long distance calls over there?
Yeah, to London.
Anything I need to know? But this was kind of, it's National Crocs Day.
Yes, you know.
Do you own a pair of those?
I have a pair of Crocs. Okay. Sadly, they're, I wore them and now they're all sticky.
Uh-oh.
So I haven't worn them since then. I don't have a garden hose.
It's sticky.
So.
Put popsicles in them or something or what?
I honestly kind of forgot why they got sticky, but maybe that. Okay. I don't know. I should probably really wash them off, but
yeah,
I love my Crocs.
It's not embarrassing. Like, I never thought I'd be a Croc guy. When I saw them the first time, I thought they were the stupidest thing ever. I'm like, who would ever wear those? And I was not on the Croc train until about 4 years ago, and I backed into it. Like, I didn't, it still was something I would never wear, but I took the garbage out one night. My son had a pair because he's like your age and you guys don't care. You don't have that. Hey, these are silly. You guys are all more about comfort, which I admire about your generation. But I put the Crocs on and I took the garbage out and I was like, wow, this is like a vacation for my feet right now. This is pretty impressive. And then my son wanted nothing to do. He's like, yeah, whatever. And so I took them. Now I own a pair of Crocs. I have come 360. I own my own Crocs. And I don't even know how I feel about that. Whenever I see someone, I always make the joke. I say, hey, do me a favor. Don't tell anybody you saw me wearing Crocs. Which just calls more attention to it. But do you put them in four wheel?
Sport mode.
That's four wheel, I think.
Sport, is it?
That's when you put the hook, the strap on the back of your ankles, correct?
What's the, when it's in you know, in the front position, isn't that sport?
I don't know, like maybe a Weekend at Bernie's mode or something. You're kind of chilling. I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, I used to work at a shoe store at Champs.
Yeah.
You don't realize how many Crocs we would sell there.
So what's the deal? Like, why? I mean, I get why people wear them. You slip them on. That to me is the big, most appealing thing.
Yeah. I mean, some, you know, kids liked it for the giblets, you know?
What's, huh?
Those little like things you could put in the Crocs.
Decorate them?
Those are called giblets.
It just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah. So, I mean, kids like it with that, you know, they can decorate their shoe how they like it. But also comfort. And one of the major Crocs that we sold was, because it's cold here, you know?
Yeah.
We had fur-lined Crocs.
My wife has a pair of those.
And those things, let's just say, are heaven on feet.
See, I do heaven on feet. I do moccasins. I got some big furry moccasins at home.
Yeah.
So, and those are a little more home-friendly, I think, than Crocs with the fur. But my wife loves her furry Crocs.
They're so, yeah. I had a pair. And, you know, they kind of got wrecked, but I haven't bought a new pair yet.
We're going to talk more about this, but right now we need to get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is something you wish you were better at? It's all about self-improvement. That's what we do here nightly on Nightlight, folks. What is something you wish you were better at? Let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app, Civic Media app. Download it today. It's very easy to use. There is no, it is free, right, Conrad?
That is correct.
All right. Very unlike our book fest that we will throw here in Green Bay. That's going to cost major dollars. But yeah, download the Civic Media app. Or if you're listening on the stream or watching the radio, drop us a stream comment and let us know what is something you wish you were better at. I'm going to say right now, and we, you know what? I'm going to do a tease, Conrad. I'm going to hold on now, folks. I'm going to tell you after this break. See, that's what I created that, you know, in radio.
You created the tease?
I can't even say that with a straight. I've been doing radio 2 years. Okay, so we're coming back, and I want to know the answer to your questions, folks. What is something you wish you were better at? Two great guests tonight. Fun question. Lots more coming up. Croc talk throughout the show. You do not want to turn that dial or that app or whatever. Stay with us. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wabba. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what is something you wish you were better at? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter X. And give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. You know, there's all the big stuff. Like, obviously, I wish I was more handy. But I realize I never clean out my email box or my voice messages. I probably have 1,000 voice messages on my phone. Thank God. If they limited it to like 50, I would clean it out. But maybe the problem is they don't put limits on it. It's like a memory thing or something. But yeah, I need to be better at that. I've got so much junk mail, though, I can't bring myself to go through it. All I get basically in my email now, my main email, is junk. Or ads. That's probably 80% of it. What about you?
I would say I wish I was better at, you know, being creative in the kitchen, kind of like cooking.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, I can make food, but it's not the best. So I wish I was better at cooking.
Well, you got time. I mean, who's a great chef at your age? I mean, give me a break, right?
Gordon Ramsay, probably.
Doubt it. That's a good one. Cook at home more, be better at that. Yeah, I wish I was, and the obvious one for me is I wish I was more handy because my dad can rewire stuff, fix plumbing, He fixed up our whole house wherever we've gone. He's changed every room, put drywall up, all this stuff. Like, the guy can do everything. Guess how much he taught me, Conrad? Nothing.
Yeah.
I was the hold the flashlight guy, basically. No, I wish I was more handy, and I could have been more proactive about that. But I'm going to say, just on a day-to-day basis, I wish my email box was cleaner and my messages.
You know, I will say, I'll add to mine as well and just say, I wish that I could, you know, kind of control my binge eating habits sometimes. Oh, like, yeah, well, or, yeah, you know, portion out stuff. Like,
right.
I feel like I'll eat, like... Like the classic thing we always say, like, you can't just have two cookies or whatever.
Or one piece of pizza.
Exactly.
Which is probably all you need.
You take one bite and you're like, I could eat.
Yeah.
I could eat a lot of these right now. So I wish I could just be like, all right, just two and I'm done.
But, like, are there people out there that I'm going to have one piece of pizza, a salad, a glass of water, and one cookie for... No. These people don't exist as far as I'm concerned. I eat pizza till... I can't move anymore.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's just all about portion control.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, oh, I'll have some chips, and then you overeat the chips, and then you feel bad.
Chips
after
are the worst, too.
Yes.
Chips and cookies. There's, like, no nutritional value. That Kardashian article I was talking about before.
Yeah.
It said, I love at the top of the articles, they'll say, 3-minute read. 2-minute read, like, to let you know and ahead of time how much time you're going to spend. This was supposed to be an 8-minute read, and I'm not kidding, it was 4 paragraphs.
I think they're just playing to their audience.
Maybe. Or themselves.
They read it. They had to go back and reread some sentences.
It would take the dunce Kardashian son 8 minutes to read this. That was just so crazy. I don't know. How do people feel? We got to... The Crocs is almost like a sub question tonight, because that could have been a question too.
Yes.
I do like talking about Crocs because I don't get them, but I own them and I like them. I know I'm very conflicted about the Crocs. But it is Thursday, folks. The popcorn pick of the week is happening in about 10 minutes. Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake will be here. He is also part of the Civic Media family, which will be exciting to have him here on the show. He's been here before. And then Chris Rogowski, local musician and photographer from Chicken or the Egg Photography, is also a sponsor of this show, coincidentally enough. And Chris will be here at 7:35. So lots of good stuff happening. I don't know where to go here because I had so much stuff I needed to get off my chest. I'm getting a new roof today.
Okay.
You probably haven't lived through this yet, but
no.
It's the first time I've ever had a new roof. And I'm like, well, I turned on the fireplace this morning and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit here and read it. A friend of mine sent me a script. I'm going to read the script. It's like World War II is happening on your roof. It's very nerve wracking because we have skylights. And I'm like, one of these guys is going to fall through the skylights on me, or it's terrifying, like the noise. So I'm a little on edge tonight.
I think you should be fine.
If I get jumpy, just... You know,
well, there's no skylights in here, Pete. All right, so you don't have to worry here.
It's a ripoff, man. We should have skylights. We got the big window right here, though.
Skylight would go through like seven
floors. Yeah. Are you surprised we haven't seen more craziness in this window? I mean, I've been flashed twice.
Yes.
And then, frankly, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. If people are listening, I welcome that sort of thing. No, I am surprised, like, more crazy, like people puking or whatever, because there's bars here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll walk by, you know, once.
Why don't you just go outside and vomit? Would it kill you? What is something you wish you were better at on social media? Dan Davies, our pal Dan, says, semi-nude kitten juggling. Is this Dan the semi-nude or the kitten? Please clarify, Dan. Only the kittens. Oh, I get ahead of myself. People oftentimes answer. He says, only the kittens are semi-nude. I'm wearing lime green Speedos. No kittens, or Speedos for that matter, are hurt in this stunt. It hurt to read that, Dan, so I don't know if I believe that. Mike on social media, Mike Desitel, says, answering your questions. That's very funny. Did Mike put the laughy emoji under that comment? Can you check that out, or is that somebody else?
Because they're never did it himself.
Never coming on the show again. Tim Baker says, nunchucks. You wish you could stop doing nunchucks.
You know, that would be pretty cool to be better at, you know?
It would be. My kids learned those when they were younger, when they did all this martial arts stuff. I'd be curious to know if they remember anything about
it. I saw who liked it, and it was the guy behind the guy.
Oh, JB. He's dead to me. Amanda Nimmer from WGBW, our social media guru, says understanding finances, mortgages, escrows, taxes, etc. It's like a whole other language I can't grasp. That's another great one. I suspect we'll hear more of that throughout the course of the show. Let us know, folks. What do you want to get better at? Text, call, just get a hold of us one way or the other. When we come back after the news, Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. This is Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We're coming right back.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A state Senate committee held a public hearing on a proposed bill that would require public schools to establish cardiac emergency response plans this week. The legislation was considered in the Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would require schools to lay out a team of staff members who would respond to a cardiac emergency and a process for activating that team, as well as sharing that plan with local emergency service providers. School athletic events would also be required to have AEDs on hand. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shot so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. Officials from the Indian Head Community Action Agency's Rusk County Food Pantry say they're still looking for a new location following the closure of their Ladysmith facility last month. The organization's board of directors met on Tuesday, saying their goal is to remain in the Ladysmith area in a low or no rent building. They also say they've applied for tax-exempt status for new grant funding, but may not hear back for a while due to the federal government shutdown. Feed My People Food Bank is hosting pop-up pantries to fill the growing demand for food services. The Senior Resource Center of Sawyer County is inviting area residents to contribute to a fundraising drive for its Meals on Wheels program. Organization officials say they're facing cuts like many other nonprofits in the region, but the need for the meals program is increasing. The Meals on Wheels program provides area seniors who can't get out of the house as often as they used to with nutritious meals, as well as a wellness check and some social interaction. Senior Resource Center officials are recommending donations of about $7 per meal. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Filthy Rich People Who Can't Catch a Break news, Jennifer Lopez cannot seem to live without drama if she's been out of the spotlight for more than a month. The actress-singer appeared on the Howard Stern Show recently and said in all of her four marriages, she was given rings and material possessions and houses, but that none of her four husbands truly loved her because they weren't capable. That did not sit well with her first husband, Ohani Noah, who accused her of not only rewriting history, but of cheating on him multiple times during their just 11-month marriage. A former model and personal trainer, Noah says despite her cheating, she begged him to stay to avoid bad publicity in her career, but she still kept lying and cheating. That doesn't sound like our Jen. Noah claims he moved out of the state for her, supported her financially and emotionally until he was no longer needed. I mean, in J-Lo's defense, she did become famous very quickly. How was she supposed to know she'd only need him for 11 months? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, cold, and frosty tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, highs upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. It's 42 right now.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Mike Clemens gets us set for the Packers heading to Pittsburgh to play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. And Kristen Lyerly joins the show from Pittsburgh as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and there is a, Conrad, there is a Meatloaf tribute concert.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's where I just saw a bunch of teachers out there, and they said, we're going to Meatloaf, and I thought it was a bunch of teachers getting together to go have Meatloaf.
Potluck?
Yeah, exactly, or casserole of some sort, but they're going to a tribute concert, so that will be our Nightlight window fun. We'll be a bunch of teachers who are pretty wound up about making a tribute to Meatloaf, which I can totally understand. Right now, folks, this is exciting. It's Thursday, one of my favorite nights of the week, easily top five. And we make our popcorn pick of the week every Thursday here with a special guest. And joining us here tonight on Nightlight to make the popcorn pick of the week is our pal Jason Mansmith. He is the director of marketing at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. If you have not been, I highly recommend it. It is a quaint, intimate, really cool venue. And Jason does an amazing job, and he joins us now over the stream. Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud. How you doing? Thanks so much for having me on this highlight of the week.
Pleasure is all mine. How are things going for you? Are you still part of the Civic Media family?
You bet.
I love that.
I just wrapped up a show about an hour and a half or so ago.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Always a fun time. Yeah.
Do you want to tell people about it before we jump into some movie talk here?
Well, sure. I mean, I always got to promote that, right? So join me each and every weekday afternoon on 93.1, The Wave in Ripon, and AM 1600. And got all kinds of great music for you from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. So happy to be in. Been on that station coming up on 30 years next month,
wow.
If you can believe it. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Pretty special.
You have quite the life there, running a very cool venue, and now you got a show. It's just that's a good life, bud.
Yeah, I better clarify. I do not run the venue by any means. But
I didn't mean to insist. If Jason's boss is listening, that's not what he told me. I made an
our
assumption.
Our executive director, Rachel, is an absolute rock star, and we've got a wonderful team out for there in Thrasher. And we're just really, really excited, and we got a lot of really, really exciting things to talk about with you tonight.
Yeah, we'll do all that. And I did say you were director of marketing when I brought you on, so hopefully
correct.
That doesn't get you in trouble. So.
No.
All right, fantastic. So let's talk movies.
Yes.
Do you? How do you like to watch movies, Jason? Are you a theater guy? Or are you a stream at home guy?
A little bit of both.
Sure.
You know, there's been some area upgrades in theaters around the area. Here, mainly in Fond du Lac and things like that down in the southern part of the valley. But where I'm at in Ripon is actually the first Marcus Theater amongst the entire company was here. Yeah. So we have that in our downtown. So I've, you know, been able to dip into a lot of different spots. So, but I also do like, you know, grabbing something from the streaming service or whatever and checking it on that way too, because it's super comfortable and snacks are close, right?
Absolutely. That's a great answer. I always prefer going to the theater too whenever possible, but you're right. I watch a lot more movies. It's just easier to watch them at home because they're right at your fingertips and I can jam through, you know, 5 or 10 movies a week and I'm not going to the theater that often, but I do prefer the theater. What are your favorite kind of movies? Do you have a genre you prefer?
You know, I'm kind of the comedy guy more than anything, but then I do like some of those suspenseful dramas. Or even kind of borderline, not horror, but just, you know, kind of in that where you're constantly thinking,
yeah.
Right? Or like something's going to be, you know, what's coming up next or what's it going to look like? So, yeah, those are kind of my favorite ones in there. And, you know, I'm a sucker for a good musical and a really good documentary, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. Nice varied taste there. That's impressive.
Yes.
I like that. I like the caper stuff, too, and a good mystery as opposed to horror. But you said horror. Yeah. And this is kind of the horror season. And if it's your popcorn pick of the week, don't give it to us yet. But if there's another horror film you like or something, we could talk about that a little bit too. Do you like the slasher films or more like just the jump scares?
Probably more the jump scares than anything. And my popcorn pick of the week is going to be a horror film, but give you another one that I do really, really like. And it's a remake and it's 20 years old. And you think about the guy that's in it who's gone on to star in way bigger films. But Ryan Reynolds was in the Amityville Horror from 2005. They redid that one.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Really?
So good. Yeah, I enjoyed the heck out of it. So that's one of my favorite ones, to be honest with you.
Okay. What about The Shining? Did you see The Shining?
Yeah, always. Who hasn't seen The Shining, right?
It's kind of a silly question, but I that's one that just to this day, there are scenes in that movie that scare me to my core. And not even the parts like where he's chasing Shelley Duvall or his son or whatever. It's just those, like that scene where he's in the men's room and the ball is happening outside and the men's room attendant is like a ghost or whatever and talking to him and that haunting music is... It's so creepy and so well done.
Yeah. Another Stephen King one that I really, really liked is Pet Sematary. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
I have not seen Pet Sematary, no.
It's got Fred Gwynne in it, who played Herman Munster from The Munsters. Right?
So, yeah, that's awesome.
It's really good, kind of suspenseful thing, too.
All right, that's fantastic. So what do you have a favorite movie snack, Jace?
Oh, well, how do you say no to popcorn, right? I mean, that's, you know.
The classic,
but gummy worms or gummy bears are also another good one. You know, when you drop those, they don't make as many sounds as the Skittles. So.
Very strategic.
Not rolling down the hill. Yeah, exactly.
I was at the movies about, I don't know, 15 years ago with my son, and he goes to get a snack, and he bought some Nerd ropes. Oh. And that cracked me. I'd never heard of those before. I'm like, what are those? And he like blushed and looked embarrassed. They're delicious, I have to say. I just think it's a funny thing. So does your snack choice, Jason, change from theater to home? Like, let's say you're at home. You got a great movie on your mind. You're going to kick your feet up. Do you make something special or a pizza or so? Do you change it up a little bit?
Not too often. It's usually popcorn everywhere, actually, when the movies go down. So okay. I'm a frequent popcorn eater. I do like it. So
that's awesome.
It's an easy snack and always around the house. So
absolutely. Jason Mansmith is my guest. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Absolutely. Check it out. We'll give you an idea of what's coming up there shortly after we make our popcorn pick of the week. Do you have a movie cocktail? Do you like to make a cocktail at home?
Not really. So, you know, I not much of a drinker, so okay. I'm going to probably err on the side of like a sparkling water, maybe a bubbler or something like that.
Okay. That's a good, what about drugs? Do you have a drug you like to take when you're watching movies at home?
Not really, but I mean, I guess I'm open to try if we can do it right.
You give us a movie tonight, I'll recommend a good drug for you to just kind of slip
away. Sounds good. What a deal, right? Who knew I was going to be a part of the show tonight? So
have you ever brought booze into the theater? Was there a time like when you're a teen where you do that?
Not booze into the theater, but did we smuggle in some snacks and some other things?
Oh, yeah.
And some, you know, Jolt soda back in the day? You bet, man. Oh, that was for sure. We did smuggle some of that in.
Jolt
sure. I think that's
soda.
Part of the ritual, right? That's just... part of growing up, got to smuggle a little bit.
Absolutely. I forgot about Jolt soda. But you're almost expected to sneak candy or snacks in, I think, when you're a kid, you know, even though you're not financially conscious. It's just it's a frugal way to be. How do you feel about previews, Jason? You like the previews or you kinda,
I do like the previews. I've actually found a couple of the movies that I wanted to really, really see based upon the previews. And I think the one that pops to my mind the most is when that Dylan one came out, A Complete Unknown. Like, I think it was early part of last year, right? I saw the preview for that. And I'm like, wow, I kind of want to see that one for sure. So
that's a great.
Have I seen it yet? No, I have not, but I will.
He would have crushed a Thrasher Opera House. That's a great venue for Bobby D. Do you have a favorite actor? Speaking of Dylan, like Timothy Chalamet played Bob Dylan. I thought he did a really good job. Do you have an actor that is enough to get you to go to a movie?
Samuel L. Jackson, for sure. Oh, that is my God. I'm a I'm a huge Pulp Fiction fan, right? I love that movie a lot in it, but a lot of the other things that he does too are just so good. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite ones for sure. Samuel L. Jackson.
Great choice. Are you a Tarantino fan by nature, in addition to Pulp Fiction?
I think, you know, yeah, Reservoir Dogs I got into, right? Yeah. And then a few of the other ones, Django Unchained, right? I like that one. That was good, too. So I wouldn't say a big Quentin Tarantino fan, but, yeah, some of the ones I do enjoy.
Oh, some of the stuff he's done, yeah, you can't deny. It's just a great watch. What do you do in theaters, Jason, when people are too loud? Do you say something? You call the cops?
No, I don't. Usually I just deal with it. I'm a pacifist. I don't like to make too much.
Not even a look. Not even that.
Not even a look. Okay. Make, you know, comments in my head, but that's about it. So.
You never know what you're dealing with anyway. You're probably exactly. better up. What, so what about, like, who do you like to go to movies with? Like, do you have a spouse, a partner, a group?
Yeah, I think the last couple of months have been with my significant other and then, some families and friends. So, yeah, that's always a good thing to do. You don't get on as much as often as we'd like to, but sure, it's good.
That's great. Okay, I think
Nephew is huge into movies. So, you know, he's five. So, you know, we watch a little bit different movies than others. But, yeah, so those are good.
Do you have a favorite kids movie? Because some of them are great. Like, some of them, when my kids were young, I'll still watch them if they're on.
You know, I think my first real good kid movie that I liked a lot was Aladdin. Remember when that came out in the early 90s? Robin Williams in it and all the other things. And that was really good. But like Up is good, you know, some of those animated ones too. So, I dig them for sure.
I love it. All right. Jason Mansmith, Director of Marketing at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. I think it is time for to get Jason's popcorn pick of the week. So, Conrad, if you please. What do you got, buddy?
My pick of the week, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, is great horror movie from 2010. It's a comedy horror.
Okay. Oh, I love those.
I know, right? And it's kind of spoofing off every other horror movie that's out there and kind of including the same thing. So, you know, there's this group of college girls and then, you know, things happen and then they're always hiding out in the open, you know, where anybody can find you kind of thing. But it's written differently. This group of kind of like hillbillies were mistaken for killers by a group of the college girls. And it's hilariously funny. Wow. And it's a great kind of spoof off of the horror movie. So yeah, Tucker and Dale versus Evil from 2010. I would highly recommend that one. There is a little bit of slasher in it, I'll be honest with you, but you can get through it. It's humorous, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Humorous slasher. So,
and it's sometimes it's not as bad when there's slasher elements, if it is funny, especially if they're trying to be funny with the slashing, you know.
Yeah, for sure on that.
Well, that's great.
I highly recommend it. Get it on and check it out.
I got it right here, and I'm pulling it up on IMDb, and I can see that, not a big marquee name cast.
No.
I like that, too. I find, for me, it's easier to lose myself in a movie when there aren't huge movie stars in it. You can kind of get into it more. That's a great pick. Jason Mansmith just chose Tucker and Dale versus Evil from 2010. It is a rated R comedy horror. Have you ever seen Fright Night?
Yes.
That's a fun one, too.
Yep.
And April Fool's Day. I don't know if you ever saw that one. I think Biff.
Not seen that one. No.
Yeah, Biff from Back to the Future is in that, and he's really funny. And it's just a good like mix of comedy and scary stuff. So great pick, Jason. Jason is going to tell us what's coming up at the Thrasher after a very short break here. And our question of the night, folks, is name something you wish you were better at. I say cleaning out my emails and phone messages. Conrad says cooking. There are people that have said finance stuff. The sky is the limit. Give us your answer. I will read your text on the radio, and maybe we'll find out what it is for Jason, too, when we come back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina legislature passed a new gerrymandered congressional map October 22nd, likely adding a GOP congressional seat to offset expected 2026 midterm losses in the U.S. House. Legislators diluted black voting power to do it, but say it was for partisan reasons. The map likely gives Republicans an 11-3 advantage in a purple state where President Trump won by only 3.3% in 2024. State leaders went out of their way to say it was manipulated to help maintain GOP control of the U.S. House. State Senator Ralph Hayes said, "The motivation behind this redraw is simple and singular. Draw a new map that will bring an additional Republican seat to the congressional delegation." Why admit the cheating? The U.S. Supreme Court's Rucho decision said gerrymandering for partisan reasons was a state political matter, not a matter for the federal courts. For the moment, racial gerrymandering is still illegal under the Voting Rights Act, so the deliberate admission of partisan gerrymandering helps to create an alibi when the case reaches federal court. The new map changed only Congressional District 1, a currently competitive Northeast district where black Congressman Don Davis won by 2%. A North Carolina Black Alliance analysis shows it shifted 8% of black voters into adjoining redder districts, diluting black voting power and tilting District 1 Republican. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with us, folks. It is Thursday night. You are almost there. The weekend is literally right around the corner. Coming up at 7:35, our pal Chris Rogowski will be here from Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris is also a musician. I think we're going to play one of his songs.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, very cool. So we'll do that. Our question of the night is, what is something you wish you were better at? Could be anything from juggling to cooking to finances. We've heard some great, or like Dan Davies cat juggling, semi-nude cat juggling. Right now, our pal Jason Mansmith is with us on the stream. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. So, Jason, for people who haven't been there, give us a little background about the Thrasher.
Yeah, absolutely. So our historic opera house was built in 1910 by Charlie Thrasher. That's where the name comes in.
Oh, okay.
It's not a skateboarding magazine, which a lot of people maybe think that it might be. But yeah, so Charlie has this great idea of providing a gathering point for the community to you know, show, you know, silent movies at the time, or just to get people together. So he had that vision to build that, and he did so. And then it was, well, kind of went away for a little bit, and thankfully the community rallied in the late 1990s to purchase it and to renovate it and to open it back up in 1997, and they've been hosting shows in the historic Thrasher Opera House since then. That first year, 1997, they did three events. This past year in 2024, we did 89 events. So wow. We have grown tremendously over that amount of time. And we are excited about some new things that are going to be coming to the Thrasher Opera House. Not exactly to the Opera House specifically, but to our offices and to the space directly next to the facility.
That's cool. And I think you told me last time you were here, the capacity, it's a very intimate venue, right?
Yeah. 200 seats is what we have for you. If we do a standing show, it's no more than 325, I think.
Wow.
And then we do some cocktail sitting as well. So we do shows with just, you know, 80 seats or a little bit less. So we really have the flexibility and the versatility to kind of set the show how we like it. And, you know, if we have some newcomers to the area, maybe we're not going to, you know, see 200 tickets out of that because not a lot of people maybe know them. We're able to set that room for a little bit smaller, still make it feel comfortable for everything, but we can open it up too if we need to.
That's fantastic. Did you have Mary Mack there recently?
We had Mary here about a year and a half ago.
Oh, was it that?
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in on that maybe last summer too. I think it might have been. Yeah, about a year ago last summer. I'm sorry. So
okay.
September.
She was on the show, and I remember she was talking about a date she had. I can't remember if it was the first time she was on or afterwards. But did you tell me this last time you were here? And I'm only asking because Halloween is coming up, and I'm trying to keep people away from the theater. But is there a haunted element to the Thrasher?
Yeah, there is. I think so. I did some ghost hunting with a fellow civic media colleague in Lisa Hale as well. So she's
really?
She's been down there to do some investigating with us as well on it. So it's, there's some elements of it for sure. Like most theaters, haunted as always.
Can you give us like an example or something?
I personally have not experienced anything in there. But and when we were there, we just had some things. They call paranormal for a reason, right? Because it's not home. Some things that did occur, you know, just some things that we maybe heard, things like that. But for the most part, there Charlie is no doubt around there. I love walking into the Opera House and just greeting him and saying, "Hey, Charlie, how's it going?"
So you have a ghost named Charlie.
Well, that's what we named him. We figured it was Charlie Thrasher back there at the Opera House after he built it. He's got a good tie to it, right?
I love that. My guest is Jason Mansmith. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House. That's what we're talking about right now. We're going to talk about some upcoming events in just a minute. His popcorn pick of the week, folks. Jason made the popcorn pick this week is Tucker and Dale. Speaking of Halloween, which is right around the corner, it's Tucker and Dale versus Evil. It's rated R. There's some slasher, but there's also some good comedy, and Jason highly recommends it. So that's a great movie leading into the weekend. I saw that you just had to cancel a show. How much does that suck as a marketing director, having to cancel a show?
It's for us, it's fine. We can handle it, right? I feel bad for the artist given the situation. Our blues guy, Matt Schofield, had gone overseas to play in Poland and was in Barcelona and got his backpack stolen in Barcelona, which included his passport and his USA visa. So he was able to play the shows in the UK, but he has no way to get over back to the United States.
Oh, man.
In the due time. He has a meeting with the embassy, I think, next week, and hopefully he's going to get that stamp so he can get back over here. But, yeah, that's why we had to cancel.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Tough, right? It's just not like, hey, they're not feeling good or something like this was a – this is a real life-altering experience.
It's usually COVID, but this is like a real thing, right? Can we keep you through the news just for a few minutes, Jason,
absolutely.
And talk about some upcoming events? Because you've got some great Christmas stuff coming up, some kids events. We'll talk all about that. And real quick, do you have something you wish you were better at?
I was thinking about that during the break a little bit. I wish I would make more time to reach out to old friends, right? Friends I've known forever. Right, just to reconnect with them and you know, see what's going on. Maybe even just a 5 or 10 minute conversation. You know,
I love that.
Say, hey, what's up? Thinking of you.
That's a great one. All right, Jason is going to stick with us through intermission. We'll be back for Act Two. But first, let's bang out a couple of these texts here. Con, we've got on the stream, Lil Irv says, any, all of the trades. I think that means being handy, which has got to be a big one. I think a lot of people wish they could, you know, we're better at that. Certainly I do too. Edward from the 414 says, I wish I was better at not getting frustrated when CJ from Stoughton calls in to all the other civic media shows. He's took a shot at another listener. I don't know what to tell you, Edward. But thank you for the text. Ross from Crawford County, that's in the 608, he says, I wish I was better at playing guitar. Took lessons as a young kid and stopped, then started again as a late teenager and then stopped. Boy, that's another one. I wish I had never quit the piano. That's one of mine, too. People are just reminding me throughout the show of all the things I wish I was better at, and there are a ton of them. All right, we are going to do intermission, and we'll come back for Act 2. And when I say intermission, folks, I mean the Civic Media Crack News team is going to keep you informed, tell you everything you need to know, and we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. It's Beach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Portland Trail Blazers NBA coach Chauncey Billups and former Cleveland Cavaliers player and coach Damon Jones are among the more than 30 people indicted in a pair of illegal gambling cases that prosecutors say put pro basketball in bed with the mob, allegedly cheating victims out of more than $7 million, shaving points, and cheating at poker.
Prosecutors showing off technology they say the mafia used to rig the games, including an altered card shuffling machine and an X-ray poker table that could read cards face down, allegedly cheating victims out of more than $7 million.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The East Wing, as well as the colonnade that connected it with the White House residence, are now gone, demolished to make room for President Trump's massive ballroom, detailed plans of which have not yet been given to the National Capital Planning Commission. Same story on day 23 of the government shutdown. Lawmakers not any closer to getting legislation passed that would fund the government and reopen it. This is ABC News. New.